Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 22nd of December. Starting off with a similar where we've had, we had the shares bumping along the bottom for quite a long time, bouncing off 20 pence a couple of times as well. But action today or in the last week provided by the gap through the or just above the 50-day moving average, showing that there's momentum now, and the bears have been caught off guard. The view at this stage is that while we're above the 50-day line at 24 pence, we should head towards the top of that rising trend channel from August, basically heading up towards 38 pence. Evidence for the strength behind the move, apart from the gap, is also today's price action, where we opened at the low, currently at the high of the day. So a pretty strong performance indeed after taking so long to take up the slack. Next up, a stock where I saw that one happy punter who had exited his position after the shares were up 50-60% today, as presumably he bought around the 0.4 pence level. But for those who want to get in at this stage or look at the stock at this stage, we have the 200-day moving average at 0.58 and that line of resistance from August as potential support for the shares. While we're above that, there is the possibility of a move up towards that July resistance line projection, currently pointing at 1.05 pence, and hopefully that could be seen by the end of next month, hopefully as a best case scenario target. This stage generally back below the 50-day line at 0.47, really killing the idea of a recovery, but this is a bear trap gap reversal, so a pretty strong momentum signal on the active energy chart, something that should hopefully last. Another very strong looking situation after a long time of hibernation is Bushveld Minerals. Great breakout today through the troublesome 15 pence resistance area, which has been in place, or 15 to 16 pence area, which has been in place since April. We've got also the break of that, obviously, that resistance line from earlier in the year. Rising trend channel, which can be drawn from January, the top of the channel currently pointing as high as 32 pence, and that could be hit as soon as the end of February. The bull argument very much in place while we hold above 15 pence, above 15, looking for 32 on Bushveld. Next up, a stock which has threatened to be a decent, strong play for quite a while and really came into its own from the end of last month. A bit of a pullback from the initial December peak. That was around, 9.7 pence, but very strong rebound off the 20-day moving average from yesterday at 7.93 pence. And while we're above the 20-day line, looking for 14 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of the next month, at the top of that August rising trend channel. Moving along to another bullish contender, as you'd expect here on the Bulletin Board Heroes, Echo Energy. Here we've got one of the favoured setups, which is a bull flag above previous resistance, around 0.5. So we've got that resting on, resting and finding support above that old resistance area, and then also resting on the 200-day moving average at 0.53. So while we're above the 200-day line, looking for a move up towards the top of the July trend channel at a penny, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only well below 0.5, really delaying the upside scenario. I think the low yesterday around 0.53, so it would have to be below that. Anything in the green area or the renewable area at the moment is absolutely on fire. And you can see that from Ektek, which was one of my stocks of the year. It's now become even more of a stock of the year, the way it's going, and maybe a stock for next year too. Rising trend channel from April, broken the initial December resistance at 1.2 pence, and really, while we're above that, looking for a target as high as 3 pence, maybe even more, by the end of February. So really looking like a massive re-rate there for Ektek at the moment. On to another stock which is threatening to change its technical profile. Here we've got Core Potash with the bear trap gap reversal. Basically, all we needed was an end of day close back above the top of the gap there at 0.58, which we should get today. And if we do get that, then looking for an eventual target here by the end of February as high as 1.4 pence, which is the top of the broadening triangle from March. So pretty strong looking setup there for core potash. Can't resist adding in actually Powerhouse Energy, which has beaten the bears quite comprehensively over the last three sessions, even breaking the sixpence target that I had there just a few days ago. Next situation, or the next target to go for, is actually that resistance line projection from March, heading for as high as 13 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of February, and actually the way things are going, as soon as the end of next month. But it just shows that grabbing the market, grabbing for any renewable or green real estate in the stock market at the moment. Upside valid, certainly, while we're above the old July resistance around 4.5 pence for Powerhouse Energy. Stock which seems to be chatted about a lot on Twitter, and so I thought I'd just take a look at that as well at the moment. Here we've got Serinus Energy. A bit early to sort of try and call it up, but obviously there's no point being too late to the show either. The safer momentum trigger here would be to wait for an end of day close above the initial December peak at 2.5 pence. If we can get that over the next week or so, or by the end of the year, then hopefully the shares would be on their way to a best case scenario target, 2 to 3 month target, as high as 4.5 pence at the top of the November broadening triangle. Stop loss obviously back below 2 pence. Just a few trades and a few stocks to go on the bulletin board front. Here we've got a falling wedge break and a 200-day moving average break at Cimec Atlantis. Here, while we're above the 200-day line at 16.8 pence, looking for a top of August trend channel target as high as, or August resistance line target as high as 27 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Obviously, the stop loss back below December support around 15 pence. One of the stocks of the day on, off the back of news is Supply Me Capital. Here, a rather rocky ride, especially after that pullback ahead of today's announcement from 0.65 or so plus. Good rebound, bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average at 0.43 pence yesterday. And the view here is that while there's no end-of-day close back below the 50-day line, we're still on course for a top of August trend channel target as high as 1.2 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you want to see a weekly close back above 0.6 pence, which has been effectively the end-of-day close resistance since the end of September. So a decent setup there, but obviously 0.6 pence plus would be useful there. Last stock of the day is one of the best rises of the year, Wishbone Gold, and threatening to squeeze higher till the end of the year. Here we've got Wishbone Gold up a penny today, bouncing off the floor of the rising trend channel from September yesterday. And while we're above that at 11.5 pence, still calling and looking for 20 pence at the top of the September channel, hopefully by the end of next month. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.